You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, as the federal election gets closer to General Election Day on April 28th, we continue our interviews with candidates here in Skeena-Bugley Valley, and today we'll be speaking with the Green Party candidate, Adina Young.
My English name is Adina Young. My Haida name is Kunjada. I live in Masset on Haida Gwaii.
Great, Adina. Thanks so much for being with us here on CICK News again. Obviously, this is not your first time around running in an election. So maybe tell us a little bit how things have been going and what you've been hearing from voters so far.
So really, I'm honored to be running as a Green Party candidate again. And I want to mention that the Skeena-Bulkley Valley is in Smithers specifically is where we can find some of our founders for the Green Party of Canada and lifelong Green Party members. So that's an honor to be running in this region. And, you know, housing affordability and health services or lack thereof and nurses burning out, education, free education that folks are looking for. Those are the types of things that I've really been hearing and things that I would like to comment on, and housing affordability and how, you know, what does the Green Party have in their platform is, you know, really looking to build houses in Canada that are truly affordable to individuals and families, and looking to do tax, you know, the fair taxation so that folks who are in the housing market or looking to buy houses are not in competition with big corporations buying up houses and places to live for individuals and families. And hearing a lot of nurses, shortage of nurses and burning out and recognizing that within one of our communities within the riding have implemented a program where they, you know, it's proven that the quality of hospital care really comes from the management, how much a nurse can manage with within the hospitals, how many patients they're able to take care of and their ability to do so.
Adina, I know this is not your first time around with the Green Party, and obviously, federally speaking, the Green Party, you know, we have a couple of MPs, but you know, it's always a struggle for them to, one, field candidates, but also get candidates elected. Today, some of the news that broke was that the debate commission has dropped the Green Party leadership from the debate, citing that they have pulled a number of candidates from running strategically, but that they're not meeting the criteria. And so it looks like, you know, this time around, obviously, some of the bigger issues around environment are lower down the list. Affordability, the issues going on with the U.S. tariffs are high on the list. And it looks like that the Green Party is taking a little bit of a back seat during this election. How do you feel about that? Being on Haida Gwaii, we have a large riding here in Skeena-Bulkley Valley. Where are you mostly campaigning, and are you hearing a different narrative from people who are potentially going to vote Green?
Here on Haida Gwaii, and what I can speak of really for myself as a candidate on Haida Gwaii, you know, it's a lot of focus on within the riding. Part of my campaign or one of my slogans is Ginwadluan Gudash Kwagidang. Everything depends on everything else. So when things are changing in one place, there's a ripple effect on how things are going in another place. and to be a Green Party candidate, you know, we're always going to be here. There's always going to be Green Party members. There's always going to be ways to go about things. And the Green Party allow those abilities for us to practice democratic processes throughout government, and, you know, strategic planning that, you know, it can be done anywhere. Anybody can do it, including us. And when we are practicing democracy, you know, I'm here in an interview with you. It doesn't mean that we don't have a voice or we can't say anything. We're here. One of the things that I like to remind folks is 2 + 2 = 4, and so is 3 + 1. When we're all aiming for the same goal, it doesn't matter the structure that we use to get there, as long as we're getting to the place that we want to be.
I guess on that, you know, topic, obviously this time around, some are calling this election the most important in a generation. You know, we see a lot of issues around the economy, affordability, housing and whatnot, inflation. Obviously, I mentioned the threat of U.S. tariffs, you know, and how we're going to deal with all of this. But also here in Skeena-Bulkley Valley, you know, we have been seeing this growth of support for the Conservatives over a number of years now. Are you concerned that in this, you know, in this situation, that having a Liberal and a Green candidate, knowing that this has been an NDP stronghold for some time, for about 20 years almost, that those two parties, the Liberals and the Green, might siphon off votes that would see a Conservative candidate elected in this riding?
It's really not about taking away any voices or you know, taking over NDP's riding. It's again coming back to the democracy and keeping the parties on their toes, the democratic processes, and you know, making sure that, you know, we're standing up for what we believe is right. And the Green Party are known to work across party lines and not have party lines divided, but, you know, to be able to truly speak on our own behalf and our beliefs and what's going to work and what's not going to work. And one party might have something that works within our values, and we'll you know, we can work through those recommendations that are being put forward, and not having a government where it says it's us against them. You know, it's working for the betterment of our communities.
Dina, one issue that has you know, arise during this campaign here in Skeena-Bulkley Valley is this issue of debates. And you know, because we have such a large riding, it seems to be a bit difficult for some of the candidates to attend these debates. We obviously have heard that the Liberal candidate, the Conservative candidate, and yourself have missed a couple of debates now. It looks like the Conservative candidate joined the one in Kitimat last night and supposedly will be in Houston today. How do you feel about not being able to attend these types of debates and kind of field some of the issues that you've brought up just now, making sure that people have a well-rounded view of the different possibilities that they could cast their vote for in this election?
Logistics have a lot to play in where I am, you know, like I have BC Ferries leaves Haida Gwaii 3 times a week. An example of what, you know, being able to attend debates and not being able to attend debates are a lot of the logistics and cost. So there's a debate here on Haida Gwaii on April 22nd. And then there's another debate in Prince Rupert on Wednesday, April 23rd. If I want to make the debate in Prince Rupert on Wednesday, the 23rd, I have to leave Tuesday morning and miss the debate on Haida Gwaii on Tuesday, April 22nd. So it's not necessarily a feeling of, oh, darn, I missed another one. It's logistically, things just don't happen unless you have the money, right? And there are a lot of things to consider and for constituents to have that well-rounded feeling and who they want to vote for is, you know, there's so many different ways to communicate to folks online, newspapers for folks, radio, folks who listen to the radio, folks who read newspapers, communities who have the time and the ability to get to places where debates are being held, but really relying on the other resources that we have. And, you know, showing up for your job interview, so to speak, and then being able to work within the confines that you face as an individual.
Just the last thing for you, Dina, in light of that, how are you getting your message out to voters, not only in Haida Gwaii, but also on the mainland? And what is that message?
The way I've been getting messages out is... through GVote, through email messages, folks who are registered, and really reaching out to folks who I know, you know, are strong Greens. And my message, you know, is really recreating the way our government supports Canadians will happen with your voice at the table. And as the Skeena-Bulkley Valley candidate, without your voice, I don't have one. Meaningful conversations really do go hand in hand with informed decision making. So your way of life and my way of life may not be the same. They may differ. And unless we can have those communications and work our way through together, you know, we can't come up with solutions for those differences unless we're speaking together. And your voice really does matter. One thing I want to say as a Green Party candidate is that I will always try. I'll do what I can to maintain strong safeguards and to remind folks that party lines won't interfere with individual interests. Party lines will not deter me from speaking up for human rights, livelihoods, ecological wisdom, you know, social justice and all that define us as individuals within the riding and all across Canada. Everything depends on everything else. And that's our way of life here on Haida Gwaii, you know, the dependence and interdependence of animals and humans and the natural beings around us. And it can go the same with government. You know, one policy changes here, and it has a ripple effect of everybody else around. You are you and I am me. Respect and reciprocity. We don't know what we don't know. We are sharing space.
Okay, Adina, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for giving us your time and insight, and good luck on the campaign trail.
Thanks so much, Dan. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
That was Green Party of candidate for Skeena-Bulkley Valley, Adina Young. We will continue our election coverage here on CACK News with a special live edition on April 28th. And more candidate interviews are on the way. If you want to listen to past candidate interviews, you can check out our archive at smithersradio.com at CICK News.